You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. Well, good morning. Going to get things going. One of the things that we have been working on, and she's going to be with us today. Did you see the four women that rode from San Francisco to Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii?
Yeah.
Now, you've taken a plane, if you've been to Hawaii, you've taken a plane from LA or from California to Hawaii, if you've been there. It's a long flight.
Yeah, five and a half hours.
You got to eat maybe twice. You got to watch again, stuff. And then you're there. And in different time zone as well. Imagine going on a sailboat. That would take a long time, be hard, be nerve-wracking. I'd be scared.
Right.
So scared.
Imagine going on a rowboat the size of two tubs. Not you, Jeffrey Tubbs, but two bathtubs.
Yeah, it was like 20-something feet long.
Not so big.
Uh-uh.
And they all went and they rode, R-O-W-E-D, from San Francisco to Honolulu, Hawaii. Like, forget about the distance. How about just finding the place?
Like, are we going straight?
I don't know. You're relying on your nav systems.
Right, and the ocean looks the same everywhere.
Right.
And I'd be worried of creatures.
Creatures and weather.
Well,
like,
yeah.
If you get a bad storm, what are you going to do? I don't even understand it, to be honest with you. Now, would you ever do it?
No. No.
Really?
I would do it if there was another boat that was like following us in case anything
did go wrong.
Then I could jump into that boat. Yeah, I would.
If there was a safety net following, you would row from here to Honolulu.
Yeah. I would if there was a safety net like that.
So
just out there
row,
in the wild.
You'd row your boat.
Well, I mean, I'd have to train and get
right
because
you got to row the
it.
Boat.
That's like a lot of rowing. But
I know you got to train.
I would definitely be the slacker of the team.
Teddy, like, would you do it?
No chance. I don't even like to be in the sun for more than an hour.
Yeah, you would not be on that team.
No,
nope. Would
so
you do
bad.
It, Ryan?
I just don't even think I have the capacity to understand how to do it.
I think you could.
Now I like being on the sea, and if there were a chase boat, but I'm not down. You know, 34 days? I don't think so.
Would you do it if it was on land? Like, you hear these people that walk across America?
Or yeah, I could, like,
I'm
cycle.
I'm not so good at that stuff. I have an impatience issue.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I could do it. I don't know. I give them credit. Anyway, one of the women who did it for a good cause, they did for a great cause, she's coming on. So much to talk about. And, of course, you probably have seen this. If you haven't, you're waking up to the sad news that we lost Los Angeles legend Vin Scully, passing away at 94 years old. Just hearing this.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
It reminds you of being out of school. It reminds you of summer. It's a voice that you hear and you get excited here in Los Angeles. I mean, if you think about 94 years old, so he was the voice of the Dodgers, Vin Scully, for 67 years from 1950. Imagine how the game broadcasting. It's all changed over all of that time. 1950. Now, Rick Monday was announcing last night the game, and here is what he said during the broadcast.
We have some bad news to pass along. And for those that have followed the Dodgers for so many years, and haven't we all, we lost a legend. We lost someone that brought us the joys of baseball. And with very sad news, the passing of Vin Scully today. And for those of us that were touched by him, listened to him, and learned from him, this is a deep loss. And to the entire Scully family, we send our love and our respect and our thanks. This is more than just a game for those that have touched us.
So true. And of course, the Dodgers won last night, 9-5 in San Francisco. And after that win last night, the Giants posted a tribute to Vin on the video board. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts was saying there's not a better storyteller, and I think everyone considers him family. It is true, you know, not knowing him personally myself either, but so many of us hearing his voice over the years, you really feel like he is your uncle. You feel like he is part of your family. So Vin Scully, a legend.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So you're talking about getting a sandbox for baby Savea?
I am talking about it. Actually, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit because with the twins, they weren't necessarily very excited at the beach. We had only taken them a few times, but every time we did, like, Aza didn't want to touch sand until she was like almost three.
Was it hot and were there bugs?
It wasn't hot or bugs. It was like, I don't think she liked the texture. Maxim was like, whatever. But with Savea, it's like we've been fortunate enough to take her to the beach a lot more, I think, this summer as a baby. And I've noticed that she gets right into the sand. Like, she learned right away not to put it in her mouth, and she likes to play in it. She like, it doesn't like bug her. She likes to be, you know, in the sand. And so for her birthday, I thought maybe we get her a sandbox. Like, maybe we actually like, you know, but as a parent, as a kind of like OCD clean kind of parent, like, I don't know that I want the sand just trickling into the house and stuff like that. But so do I deprive my child that actually does enjoy
deprivation by not getting a sandbox?
Well, okay.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, why, Tanya?
Because a day at the beach, you already have sand all over your place. Could you imagine? You're having a day at the beach 24/7.
No, I agree. It's going to be like, there's going to be sand everywhere. Like,
it's
gonna throughout
be
the patio
house,
and into the house.
In your bathroom, in
but
the
it's
tub.
Like,
I mean, we had a sandbox.
You did.
At the park.
Oh, at the
right?
park.
When we would go to the park, we get in the sandbox, and I found it not so exciting. You get in there, there's ants, red fire ants were in the sandbox. You get in there and other kids have messed up the sandbox. And so I think the sandbox, look, just you, here's the thing. When I look in at this as Uncle Rai,
yeah,
just you questioning the sandbox is reason enough to say no. So I'm with Tanya on that. And yeah, you'll regret sand in the bed, sand in
it
the
It will, right? It's going to get
kitchen,
everywhere.
Sand on the floor. And sand is tough.
And then if she has it at home, she's never going to be excited to go to the beach.
Well, that's the other thing.
Interesting point.
You want her to be revved up to go to the beach, and then over time, she'll learn to get along with the sand.
Yeah, I was excited about this one, and I was like, oh, maybe I should just do it, you know, whatever. And then Michael was like, what about snakes? It's like they could hide in there. Like,
snakes,
what?
Fire ants, cats, litter, poop in there.
Oh, no.
What about that game, cornhole? Why don't you get some cornhole?
That's like for adults.
1-year-old?
Yeah, whatever, when she gets old.
Because of the sandbag?
Yeah, sandbag. A little cleaner. You don't have to worry. The bag's in the sand's all wrapped up. You're good.
Oh,
she gets to feel for sand, but she gets to throw it through that hole. That's much more fun. Everybody wins. So the CEO of Instagram says they're putting things back the way they were after a lot of complaining about the recent changes. Too many reels, too many suggested videos, not enough friends photos. But if you're still getting too many videos and suggested posts, here's some hacks to keep Instagram like you like it. So, for example, I don't know what happens. When I open Instagram, I see pictures of people I don't know doing stuff I'm not familiar with.
Right.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always see those people thinking, I don't know them.
It's like every other photo now. It's constant.
Right, but what's the point like, not, I already have FOMO with the people I know. I don't need FOMO with the people I don't know.
Well, they're curating your algorithm, so it's stuff that you, either you like other people's photos that look like that, or like,
but I like people I know doing that stuff.
I'm with you on that.
Is that what people are complaining about?
You hit the Instagram up top, and then it goes to just the people you follow. So you could just adjust it then.
But I do like a little bit of the sprinkle.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't need to see people I don't know. I can barely keep up with people I'm following.
That's true.
So I actually get confused. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know that dude with the dog.
But you watched the whole video, didn't you?
No, I don't. I get all in my spin. So anyway, snooze suggested post. The next suggested post you see, click the X at the top and select snooze suggested post in feed for 30 days. So that's one way to do it.
Ugh, good.
Another. Select favorites. Click the Instagram logo in the top left. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I was talking about.
So let me go there. So I'm going to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. Y'all didn't comment on my cooking post. All right. So Instagram. Now what?
And then from there, you can go either to favorites or following. So you can literally do everyone that you follow, or you can create a favorites list.
Oh, I need to go home. So I'm here.
The Instagram up top. So hit Instagram up top. Right there. Ooh. And see how it says following or favorites. Yeah. So
this is my hack, but thanks for telling me. What do I do?
You go to following.
Yeah.
That's the people that you follow.
Yeah.
Or you can go to favorites. That can be your favorites
list. I hit following once and I got Easton.
Yeah.
Easton, so now, what are you doing? Oh, my God.
People you follow.
Well, it's Easton in the middle of the street in his skin-tight biker clothes.
Oh, good for him. What did he do?
Easton, are you
around? I see him, too. He came up on mine right away.
Wait, what? I want to go back to people I don't know.
I'm a bike guy, he said.
I want to go back to strangers, please.
Good for Easton.
Wait, is Easton around?
Is he sponsored?
Oh, no, he's not around. He's out biking.
He's wearing a full-on sponsored bike top.
Sorry, just so you know, we just went to friends. We're going back to unfamiliar. But he's one of our engineers. And no wonder he's not here. he says, I'm a bike guy. And he's in the middle of the street in his spandex.
2 minutes ago.
It's actually really funny so that pops up because I've been thinking about being like a cycling couple.
Just don't dress the part.
That's the whole point, is like dress it, do
I'm
it.
I'm not all for everybody when they dress up like they're actually in the race.
Let her be a biker if she wants to be a biker.
Okay, yeah. Well, don't do it on
Instagram?
Wednesday mornings.
Okay.
Easton out there. No wonder Tubbs is back off assignment. Now Easton is out training for the Grand Prix or whatever you call it.
Call him.
Yeah, let's call him. You got a cell? Anybody have a cell?
Yeah, of course we do.
Call it up. I mean, dial it up. Do it on your phone, put on speaker. You know what's interesting? I'm glad I'm going through Instagram to see what people are doing when they're not here. And by the way, don't post during the show when you're supposed to be at the show.
I think this is a later post. This obviously is not a live post.
We're about to find out. He's coming in live.
Nobody posts live. Nobody posts live anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God. So yes, it is. So VIP.
Nah.
Yeah, so VIP.
You do need to look on Instagram a little more. Maybe like throw some comments and stuff, you know.
Look at your cute video you did with Luke Bryan.
Oh, let me see.
What's up? Slow motion.
Oh, that's a TikTok, guys.
I know, but it's on Instagram, too.
I know, but I put it on TikTok.
Okay, well, go look at it on TikTok, too.
No, I can't find it. Why do I look? I got to work out.
Let me see. Hold on. Wait,
where's Easton? Easton, are
so
you there?
So hard on yourself.
Hold on. Hi. Look back.
What are you doing wearing spandex in the middle of the street, posing like that on your bike?
It's for aerodynamics. I'm trying to go fast.
Are you sponsored? Am
I sponsored? No, but you fake it till you make it, you know?
Are you off today?
Yeah, I was just taking a quick break.
But see, I thought you were out biking right now.
No.
No, nobody does that anymore.
Nobody posts live.
Okay, guys, stop yelling at me. I'm talking to Easton, who's not working today, clearly.
No, but
when was
working.
That?
It was earlier this morning before the show started. You know, I get up really early, Ryan.
Oh, I thought it was from
was
like
on
the weekend.
Farm road with the white picket fence.
Yeah.
All right. That's all, Easton. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll keep it up.
Enjoyed that. Thank you, ma'am. All right. We're sidetracked here, guys. Let me give you the quote of the day. Distance yourself from people that bring out the person you're not trying to be anymore.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, let me play it. I just want to hear it.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Just a few words and so signature. What a warming and familiar voice. Sad news to report. Sissany has the latest on the passing of Vin Scully, the iconic voice of the Dodgers. Sissany.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully, the radio voice of the Dodgers for nearly 7 decades, passed away last night at the age of 94. The Dodgers announced Scully's death on social media, calling him the legend of the broadcast booth, the heartbeat of the Dodgers. Scully died at his home in Hidden Hills, according to the team, after being informed by family members no cause of death was provided. So when the new school year begins in 2 weeks, students at Los Angeles Unified Schools will no longer need to submit to weekly COVID-19 testing, at least as long as they're symptom-free or complete an online health check form every day. LAUSD administrators made those policy changes official yesterday. So instead of on-campus PCR testing, school districts will give out antigen tests and urge students to take them at home before returning to class August 15th. TikTok has filed patents for TikTok Music, suggesting that the video sharing platform has a music streaming app in the works. TikTok's parent company filed a trademark application in May with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It follows a TikTok Music trademark that was filed in Australia last November. According to the filing, the service would let users purchase, play, share, and download music.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Brooke Downs was one of the four women that rowed from San Francisco in a boat. Rowed the boat from San Francisco to Honolulu. We are going to meet her next. First, Ashley in Corona. Ashley, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What are you up to? How can we help you?
So I need an advice. My friends and I planned a girls' trip to Cancun. And one of my friends invited her man, and we don't know how to tell her that her man can come with us to the trip.
Okay.
So I don't know what.
Why did she invite her man on the girls trip?
Yeah, this is a no.
I know. I mean, it wasn't even part of the plan. You know, it was just girls. So I don't know what to do because we don't want to tell her because she's very emotional and we don't want to hurt her feelings. But see, the plan was all girls, you know.
When did you make this plan? A long time ago?
Yes, it was like probably 3 months ago.
This is a no. She can't have him there.
Why does she think she can?
And it's rude.
I don't know. That's what we're, I don't know. That's what we're like wondering. Like, what made her do that? If she knows it's all girls.
It's no more worse for you to tell her that she can't, even if she feels bad, than it is for her to assume she can bring the guy.
True.
Right?
So, this is easy.
So do you think we should just tell her?
Yeah. You do?
Well, no, because then she's going to be, how do you, no. You got to cancel the trip.
Cancel
no,
the trip.
Not the trip. She can cancel
no,
herself.
No, can cancel.
No,
the girl shouldn't come if she can't come without her guy. She's out.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
I agree. Because
how many girls are going?
It's 5.
Right.
So awkward. And then there's this random dude that has to be hanging out with you guys. You're going to have it changes the whole dynamic of the trip.
Exactly.
You can't have your conversations that you want to have. The part of a girl's trip is not having your significant other there to really just hash it out.
Yeah, but okay, it's so easier said than done. How are they going to have this conversation with their friend?
It's so easy.
If she's your good friend, she should know better and
guys,
or understand.
Guys, it's a girls' trip, and we are not bringing SOs. No
yes.
significant others. If you don't want to break away from your SO, then the four of us will go. We still love you.
100%.
But we out.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Are you
Thank
the girl
you so
that
much for that advice.
No, I'm Thank not, you. But I just feel like we're saying just tell her not to bring him, but it's clearly going to be very awkward if she's like already planning it and told him.
But she's then they making don't. It awkward.
He should understand too.
And
if I was the dude, I wouldn't want to go on this trip with all these girls.
No, by the way,
exactly.
Ashley, good luck. And thank you for calling. Good luck. You know what to do.
Man, that really revved me up.
I don't want to go on a boys trip. Not
like
fun.
With your boys?
Yeah, no.
Why? They're so fun.
They're not.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I don't know.
I'd rather do double date trips.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Like, why do I want to go with a bunch of dudes to do dude stuff?
Well, I don't know what kind of dude stuff you do, but...
Well, they do dude stuff.
Well, for us, like, a girl's trip is way more fun when there's no significant right. others.
Okay, but for me, I don't need to go...
Fishing?
Right.
Or hiking.
I would pay so much money to watch you fish.
Or paintballing or whatever they want to do.
Talk about someone who's like impatient. He would never be able to sit there on the
boat. No, I've been on these things. They're like, okay, guys, we're doing all this stuff until lunch. I'm like, great, I'll see you at lunch. But it's guys' trip. I'm like, yeah, well, it's your fault. I wanted to bring dates.
Oh my gosh.
It's so much more fun to go on a date trip than a guy's trip.
I don't know because I do enjoy
What
girl
does
trips.
Michael do on his boys' trips?
He doesn't go on boys' trips.
Exactly.
It's like a bachelor party, but he does go.
What do they do?
I don't know what they do.
Tubbs, you ever go on guys' trips?
Nah, not in a very long
time. So you get it. It's more fun to do with your SO.
Yeah, totally.
Mark, you ever go on guys' trips?
Never, ever.
Right. Okay, but Tanya,
we don't like guys' trips.
You go on girls' trips.
Yes,
I go on girls' trips, yeah. And they're so needed.
Does Robbie like guys' trips?
I don't honestly think he's ever been on one since we've started dating.
Maybe guys just don't do trips together.
No, guys do trips. My brother-in-law goes on a guy's trip twice a year, and they love it. And they do so many things I don't want to be around.
He did one weekend with like his brother.
Like athletics. They do all kinds of like surf. They're up early. They're surfing. Then they're hunting.
Yeah,
they're paintballing. Then they're golfing. I'm like, this is dreadful.
This is what happened when Robbie went on a weekend with his brother. They went mountain biking on their first day, and he broke eight ribs. A
friend of mine asked me to go ice fishing.
That sounds horrific.
Yeah, what do? Well, we go in the middle of nowhere up by, you know, the North Pole, and then we have to go to a cabin in the middle of an island out by the ice fish. I'm like,
is this where you drill a little hole in the ground, like the cartoons?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know, but I am not using my vacation time to go ice fishing with
y'all. I don't want to freeze. Uh-uh.
No. I have so many days. I'm using those sparingly with the right stuff.
And the right people,
which is no one. It's true. Oh,
we should all go on a trip together.
No, honestly? I'd rather be not using my vacation time with us. That's the point. We're here all the time.
It's, unfortunately, it's like a break from all of us.
Well, no. We could go on a show trip and do it during the week.
Well, I have always been an advocate for that.
I keep asking you guys to do that.
Let's go.
You're asking, not us.
We can broadcast from wherever.
Where do you want to broadcast from?
A beach?
Mark, can you get a sponsor?
Maybe.
And then we can wear matching outfits. I also can get us like matching hats like to wear in the
Just
sun.
Just make sure it's towel material for Ryan.
We did this in Rio, guys.
We did.
I wasn't
We
there.
Did this in London, all for the Olympics.
Yeah, I wasn't there either.
Mm.
Whose fault was that?
Not mine.
Oh boy, here we go again. All right.
I'm always left out.
I'd like to go on a guys trip now. I've changed my mind. So you saw the four female rowers, right? That made history last week when they arrived in Hawaii after rowing from San Francisco to Hawaii. They were on a tiny little vessel. Brooke Downs is one of the rowers. She was from USC, and her three teammates, they started the Great Pacific Race in June and arrived in Honolulu, Hawaii after rowing 34 days. You've seen them all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brooke is with us. Brooke, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I have so many questions. So many questions. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you did this. You guys were doing this really for a good cause, right?
Yes, we were raising money for ADAA, which is the Anxiety and Depression Association of America.
And what kind of skills did you and your fellow rowers have before you set out?
We had to learn everything. None of us knew anything prior to this, because this is all our first ocean crossing. But we had to learn how to fix any equipment that we had that would have broke. We had to learn all of our navigation. The rowing was the easy part, is just making sure that everything that broke, we fixed, because if that happens, you either fix it or you learn to live without it.
And this boat, I guess it is, very small for four adult human beings. How did you survive on that little boat?
I mean, we had everything that we needed, our food, we made our water, we brought enough clothes, which wasn't a lot, but we survived with each other and we made it really fun. And You had everything you needed, and it somehow fit on that 29-foot boat.
Incredible.
And, I mean, like, I go out far on a raft and get a little freaked out at sea. What was it like for the four of you when you're looking up in the middle of the night and there's just no earth around?
I mean, it was so amazing, and I got to the point sometimes where I would forget that I was, like, actually in the middle of the ocean. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, there's nobody for hundreds of miles. It's like just us out here. And it was really, really cool.
Weren't you like scared of sharks?
Sharks are actually my favorite animal, and we didn't see any. So I'm really disappointed.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they're on the East Coast. So you're on the wrong coast, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Do you guys like swim along the way? What did you do along the way to keep your sanity?
So we jumped in the water once, which was like a really special moment for all of us. It was a beautiful day. And then We had to get out one other time to clean the barnacles off of the bottom of the boat. So two of my teammates did that while two of us stayed on deck just for safety reasons.
And you took 90-minute sleeping shifts?
When we were lucky, sometimes it would only be 20 to 40 minutes just depending on the off shift we had, because it's not just you get to sleep. That's when you make your food, eat your food, and do any boat maintenance that has to get done.
Wow.
So Brooke Downs with us. They went from rowing from San Francisco to Hawaii, to Honolulu, Hawaii. Did y'all, what were some of the conversations you had? I mean, you're out there in the middle of the ocean. You can talk about anything.
99
what y'all
bottles
talk
of
about?
Beer on the water, sing songs.
We talked about like everything you could think of. But my shift with Adrian, which was my first hour, we talked about, you know, everything. And then my second hour with Libby, we usually had our karaoke hour, and the shift before we would figure out who we were going to listen to, and we would just have a headliner and jam out for an hour. It was so fun.
Wow.
That's cute.
It's really remarkable. It was so great to see you do it successfully and see all the footage. What did it feel like when you made it to Hawaii, Brooke?
Oh my gosh. It was so surreal just being on the boat that last, you know, 5 minute stretch where we were still only us on the boat, but we could see everybody on land, and there was way more people that came out to see us than any of us expected. It was insane.
Was there ever a point where you're like, oh gosh, I hope this navigation system's working?
I mean, I was lead nav on this crossing, so I was pretty confident the whole time. We only had that moment when all of our land team was asking us if we had seen land yet, which we hadn't. Uh-huh. And so we were like, why haven't we seen land when everybody says that we should have by now? But turns out it was just like a little bit cloudy, and then all of a sudden it appeared, and then
we were there.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations, and what a well-deserved honor to do it for a great cause, and glad you guys were safe, and thanks for coming to chat with us. Take care, Brooke.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Wow, what an accomplishment.
Crazy. 34 in the middle of the ocean, and it's a tiny little shoe in the water.
There's a toilet somewhere there, right?
Well, there's an ocean.
No, they can't just do everything in the ocean.
No, sure, there's a toilet, but probably can dump it. I don't know. I don't want to get involved in maritime issues.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Kiss FM, Dre, Snoop. LA's number one at music station. I was just going through Snoop's cookbook. Have you seen it?
No, but I'm down.
I'm making his tacos.
Yum.
Yeah. It's a great cookbook.
I mean, he's great.
I know. He makes you happy.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
He really makes you happy.
I'm looking for some good salad recipes.
I didn't see Snoop's salads, but I'll look later. But you know what? I like a chopped salad. If you take anything and finely chop it and toss it with some toasted nuts, fantastic.
It's true.
You can use kale. You could do romaine. You could do different kinds of lettuces. But the key is finely chopped and tossed.
Well, the only way to eat kale is finely chopped.
I know. It's so tough otherwise. Marissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So, Fullerton, what's up?
So, I don't know if you remember, but I called a couple of weeks ago to tell you about this like crazy situation that I'm in. So, I've got a local bar that I really like hanging out at, and the guy who owns the bar also runs the bar, and I knew that he was engaged, but we really had a vibe going on, and he told me he was thinking of breaking off his engagement, and he asked if I would want to be with him after
now,
that.
Wait, hold on for a second. I think I remember this call. Had you gone out with him at all yet, or this was just talk?
No, we'd not gone out at all.
He was talking about breaking off his engagement before he'd even...
I remember you. Yes.
Did we give you good advice?
Well, you warned me properly that, like, if he's unstable here, he could be unstable there.
That and doesn't sound like what I would say.
Well, not you. Oh. But, like, I also remember you saying that if they did break up, though... Like, they need to be broken up for their reasons.
I said that. I remember saying that.
Yeah.
I probably said if it's meant to be, you guys are soulmates, then it's meant to be, or something like that.
Well, there was one that was positive, one that was okay, and one that was like, so anyway, I took all of them into account, because you don't know, like, this is crazy, right? That's why I'm calling you, right? So, anyway, before I could even give him an answer, the next time I went to the bar... He told me that he broke up with his fiance.
So you guys are meant to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just shocked. I don't know. He, like you guys said, you know, I
I played a part in the decision, but it was really because they didn't really get connected. Like, deep down, there wasn't
something. No, you didn't do anything wrong from what I know, right? You were just there, and he's the one that's saying, I'm not happy. I think you're my soulmate, essentially, I think is what you told me.
Yeah. I mean, like, so I just wanted to make sure that it was, like, good, that this wasn't a bad thing. It was like, I'm not leaving her for you, or I'm not doing something, you know, on the DL, right? Like, legitimately, he said he just didn't feel like they were the right match, that he knew he needed to break it off regardless, and that just kind of made me feel better.
Where are you now in it?
Well, he asked me out a couple of days later, and so we went on our first date.
And? Was it worth it?
It was, honestly, the most incredible date I've ever been on. Like, insanely good.
Wow.
Like, everything. You know, and like, you know how you go on a date and it doesn't have to be anything fancy? It's just like dinner and then going back to the bar. But when you're just engaged with someone and you're like talking and
that's
you're vibing, your eyes are locking.
I mean, Marissa, he was proactive in getting out of a situation he was not happy in. Maybe the two of you are meant to be. It doesn't always have to be so fairy tale textbook, you know?
I don't know. I would sleep with one eye open.
Tanya.
Really? If he was engaged to be married to somebody when he was having these flirty conversations
with
you.
But he was already having issues with that. He ended that relationship before he even started anything with Marissa.
And felt like he and Marissa had a connection even before.
Yeah, that he was telling her about before he broke off his engagement.
Look, Tanya's not wrong. It's not great, but you really, if you feel the way he feels, then maybe this is the way you are meant to be together. It doesn't have to be so perfect, you know?
I think that's totally true, because like when we were at the bar after dinner, some of his friends were there, and of course they know that like he was engaged and blah 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 blah, right? So they, one of the guys pulled me over and was like, "Dude, I get it, but we like you, we give you our blessing, we fully support you." So even his buddies were like, "No."
Well, good luck and keep us posted. All right, Marissa, thanks for calling. I kind of get both sides here.
One thing
is like, look, if she needs to feel a little cautious, can understand it. But at the same time, maybe this is the way the universe is bringing them together because they need to be together, you know?
Yes. I'm here for it.
Tanya, sleeping with one eye open is going to drive him away anyway.
I know. Ooh. Well, no, and I know.
Scare him. Didn't we do a second date update about that? Where she was sleeping or he was sleeping. Somebody was sleeping with one eye open and everybody was scared. Everybody was scared.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
There's Akon and Snoop on 102.7 Kiss FM. Speaking of Snoop, I see it posted on my social soon, but I cooked it's got a recipe in his cookbook. It's called The Soft Touch Taco.
Wait, are you teasing something that's going to go on your Instagram?
Yeah, I'm putting something on my, where am I going to put it? It's going to go on my Instagram. I did I just decided to pull a recipe out of Snoop's cookbook for Instagram. And make it in my kitchen. And so I'm putting that together. I'm just teasing it. It's called THA Soft Touch Taco from Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
THA Soft Touch Taco from Snoop. So Snoop, if you're listening, get ready. I'm making your THA Soft Touch Taco. And that might be the first of many episodes of me taking a page out of a cookbook.
I like
it. Posting on Instagram. Guys, I need a future.
I need
a future.
You have a lot of things lined up.
But I need something lined up in the world of food programming. So if any casting directors are listening, I could be your guy.
Let's get a few grams under your belt.
Yeah, let's get those.
A few what under my belt?
Grams. Like Instagrams.
Oh, I'm like grams. I'm thinking about measurements. I don't want to gain grams.
Okay, I knew you were going to think that.
I'm like, why not? Let's get a few lbs under your gram.
No.
That shirt is very slimming, though.
It's really not, but thank you.
It's very Venice, Italy.
Great. Well, welcome. Como stai? So listen, we were talking about guys' weekends.
Yeah.
I'm not really into them. And you've now got a story about a celebrity girls' weekend. Tanya?
Yes, it was the most epic girls' weekend. I was literally watching all their Instagram stories like it was a movie. It was the cutest thing ever. So it was Hilary Duff, Ashley Tisdale, Meghan Trainor. So Mandy Moore was supposed to be there, but she couldn't make it for some reason. We don't know. But like in everything that they tagged, they were like, "We miss you, Mandy Moore." And then they had a bunch of other of their friends, and they went away for a mom's weekend sans kids. And the content was something I never knew I needed from them. So basically, Somebody made them all sweatpants. I said like mom on one leg and then had the names of their kids on like the other leg. It was so cute. And they all like kind of, depending on what they were, I think somebody owns their own makeup brand because they gifted them like their makeup line or whatever. It was just so cute because it was all these celebrities that you wouldn't put in the same, like I would never knew that they were all friends.
You know, it's funny. I actually in my head did think they were all friends. Hillary Duff and Ashley Tisdale in my movie were always friends.
Yeah.
I always thought they hung out
and
together way back in the day
too.
They all
do that music class together, right?
Yes. I think it's all spawned from that music class, but I just was watching it and it just felt so genuine and wholesome because Meghan Trainor was posting and she was like, I have mom friends. And like, it just seemed so genuine and sweet. And I just love this group of women so much. So I just...
I understand why those moms or moms would want to get together with their friends who are also moms and get a break from being mom.
Well,
get a break from being, you know, around the kids.
The husbands sent flowers. They like sent notes and said like breakfast on us.
As they should.
It was so sweet. Like
I'm worried.
Why?
I don't know. Things all going so well and so sweet and so perfect. Something's going to go wrong here.
Why do you got to think like that?
I just am saying. I don't want anything to go wrong. You know, Hillary Duff, Ashley Tisdale, Meghan Trainor, who else?
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. I always in my head thought that they were together. Like, they're the perfect cast of real people,
yeah,
the real
maybe
cast
this is
of
a
my reality
preview
show.
Preview for them to do a show or a scripted show even, though. I would
right.
watch that.
I bet they sit around and talk about...
Brainstorm.
Well, I don't know if they talk about work. They probably don't
talk about
work. I was
going to say, I feel like they don't talk about work.
But they should talk about work for a minute because it's a great idea.
Yeah.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Waking up this morning and hearing the sad news of the passing of a family friend. I mean, even if you never met him, you knew him, you felt like he was part of your tribe, your family. Vin Scully, the world famous Dodger broadcaster, he passed away yesterday at 94 years old. Everybody is talking about it, thinking of the fond memories of going to the Dodger games, hearing his voice in the car. They honored Vin Scully by beating the Giants last night, the Dodgers did. One of the most famous names on the Dodger roster with us right now this morning, Justin Turner. Now, Justin, not only a legend on the field, Justin Turner, but also does some great things for our city, for young people, for our community. First of all, though, Justin, how are you feeling? How are you doing with your injury?
I'm doing all right. I'm... you know, working out every day, just slowly getting back. Obviously, we're playing pretty good right now and just want to make sure everything is good. I'm in a good spot and I don't do anything to go backwards. So hopefully I'll be back out there soon.
Well, that's good news. Good to hear. Yeah, I love how Justin's like, we're playing pretty well. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's just as a throwaway. I mean, you're dominating. Congratulations. The team is doing so great. LA is very excited about it.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Obviously, July was a great month for us, and a lot of guys did some big things and had some great performances. But can't hang our hat on that. It's a long season. We still got a couple months left, and you know, every time anyone comes in to play us or we go to play them, you know, they want to beat us really bad. It's kind of like other teams' World Series. So we just got to keep going, keep trying to get better every day.
So, Justin Turner with us. This is your ninth season. I remember, I think it was during spring training that your manager, Dave Roberts, said this is the team that is going to win the World Series this year. You've seen the various incarnations and seasons of teams. Did you feel what Dave was feeling early on?
Yeah, when you sit in that locker room and you look around and you see the guys and the caliber of players, I think there's no doubt in any of our minds that, you know, that was the goal. And I think every team, when they show up to spring training, every team talks about, you know, winning the division and making the playoffs and winning the World Series. But I don't know if, you know, most of those teams actually believe it. And I think that's something that this team actually does believe. Like, we have the guys and the organization has put us in a position that we 100% believe we should win a World Series this year.
Well, we are all with you, rooting for you, and hoping you get back out there real soon. And the thing about Justin. We've talked to him over the years, and if you know him, you know. If you don't, he just gives back. He gives back to the city. He gives back to the community. He's got the Justin Turner Foundation supporting homeless veterans, children battling life-altering illnesses, and various youth baseball organizations. What is it that you see and that strikes you, Justin, about these kids and what you're doing?
Yeah, getting to spend time with these kids, which is actually, it's been tough the last couple of years with COVID. We haven't really got to do anything in person with them. Everything's been virtual, but getting to see them, getting to create experiences with them and watching their faces light up and hearing how positive they are, what an amazing outlook on life they have, and the strength and courage that they carry every single day with what they're going through, I think, you know, kind of puts things in perspective. And I feel like, you know, a lot of times they tell me, oh, I look up to you, I watch all the Dodger games, but really it's the other way around. And you go into these hospitals, you visit these kids, you just become super fans of them because of, you know, how strong they are and how bright they are and how, you know, like I said, their outlook on life is just so refreshing with everything that's going on in today's world. You know, I think they're all the superheroes.
Justin Turner, but it is healing, Justin, when a young person sees you, and I've seen this reaction, a young person sees you and they have a physical reaction, an excitement to them, and it sends this great chemical through their bodies because they do look up to you. But that's a healing thing. You know, that can really help somebody out that's in a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest things about, you know, being in the position I'm in is to be able to create those memories and those moments and those connections with lots of fans and lots and a lot of people and people all over the city of Los Angeles. I think that, you know, taking those extra few seconds and going over and saying hi or signing an autograph or taking a picture and seeing the reactions kind of as you're walking away, like you realize, it's you know, incredible. Just how big you have on somebody just by taking a few extra minutes to be kind, really.
Now, coming up on Sunday, September 4th, it is the Turner Trot 5K. It starts at Dodger Stadium, ends at the Dream Center in Echo Park. So can people join the race, Justin?
Absolutely. Sign-ups are open right now. You can go to Justin Turner Foundation /5K or turnertrot.com. Sign up. My wife designed all of the shirts and the medals. They're super vibrant, super cool. You're going to want to get your hands on them. And if you sign up right now, you get a ticket to a free Dodger game on September 19th as well. So we're excited for it. We put a lot of work into it. We're looking forward to seeing a ton of people come out and run the race on Sunday morning. It's basically you know, the first 3 miles of the LA marathon that you're getting to run, starting at Dodger Stadium, going out, going down Sunset, and then through Echo Park, get to run by all the little swan boats on the lake and, and then head up to the Los Angeles Dream Center, which is obviously significant for us and our foundation because we do a lot of our work there, especially with our homeless veterans program. So it should be a great morning. I'll be out there at the starting line. I'll be over there at the finish line. And go sign up, and all the proceeds go to the foundation and go to helping people in need.
Awesome. I love that we get to talk about baseball, but also this with you each year. JustinTurnerFoundation.com for more information, and you can check out the Dodger games on the iHeartRadio app and AM 570 LA Sports. All right, JT, get back in there soon, man. We're counting on you.
All right, bro. Thank you for letting me come on here and talk about this. It's always fun to come on your show. So.
Anytime. We appreciate you, Justin. Take good care. All right?
Bye. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. Go Dodgers. I get faked out a lot. I think I see Justin Turner all the time. You?
That's how I feel with the cast from Stranger Things, but yes.
But I see a beard like Justin Turner's beard, and I'm always like, I think that's him. You know, it's not always him.
No.
Speedy recovery, Justin. Dodgers, 21-5 in July. 21-5.
Incredible.
It's nuts in baseball.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, 1-800-520-1027 here at Kiss FM. Let me grab Angie, if y'all don't mind. Angie, you're on with us calling about your boyfriend?
Hi, yes. Okay. I have a problem.
Oh, no.
Are you looking for advice?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Great.
Okay.
All right, so we'll here's the situation. So I started dating a guy a couple months ago, and it's going really great. We really get along. So we decided to kind of take it to the next step and meet each other's families. Now, when I went to meet his family, he sat next to his mom during dinner and held her hand the entire time, over the table, under the table. They were just constantly touching and holding hands. So I got super freaked out. No one else seemed alarmed by this, but I don't know. This seems like a red flag to me. What do you guys think?
Well,
I think I'm just picturing Connie. When she sits next to me, my mom likes to sit next to me mm-hmm. at dinner.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Partly because I ask her to hold my phone and her purse. And other part is because she likes to like slap me when she tells a story. Uh-huh. You know, like she likes to hit my forearm when she tells a story. And then after Cosmopolitan, she likes to hit my shoulder while she tells a story. So I think
they were holding hands the whole time, though.
I mean, holding hands above the table. What struck me as strange is under the table.
Yeah.
Why are they holding hands under the table? And why are they holding hands? Did they explain it?
No, I haven't asked. And that's also kind of what I want to know. Like, can I talk to him about this? Do you think it's going to make it awkward? I just don't know.
Can you tell me the architecture of the clasp? Like, how are the hands...
Oh, yeah, were they interlocked fingers?
No,
or were they
hands being
were clasped? They clasped?
Not interlocked, clasped. Okay. But it was for a long amount of time.
I don't know. As a mom, like, I want to hold Maxon's hand until forever.
Oh. Yeah, how old is your boyfriend?
He's 25.
Maybe not 25.
Yeah, guys, it's weird.
Like, it's fine to put your hand on your family member's hand for a minute if you're telling a story, talking, or, you know, trying to get somebody's attention. But I think holding it for an extended period of time and over and above and under is a little weird, Angie.
I don't see anything wrong with it. He loves his mom.
I'm with Angie on this.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Guys.
Weird it out.
All right. Well, you're the only ones that aren't parents here. So
okay, but we're also looking at this from a normal perspective.
And we have parents. Like, that's like, I hold my dad's hand, but sometimes if we're walking, like for a short period of time, or like never at the
but
dinner
not the
table.
The whole dinner
like,
and under the table?
No,
why?
Your family.
Weird.
But 25 years old, you're going to hold hands?
I don't know. Maxon crawled in our bed this morning and I was snuggling with
He's
him.
He's four.
I know, but
25. And his girlfriend's over for dinner? I think not.
I might be that mom. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I might be that mom. I
Angie,
know.
Introduce her to your boyfriend's mom.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's weird. And I do think you should say, look, boyfriend, this may seem like a little thing, but I cannot get out of my head. I just noticed this.
Oh, no.
And it's a little, throwing me a little off. Otherwise, you're going to lose sleep over it, build resentment. It will fester, and that will turn into something worse than just addressing it. I'm telling you.
All right, so I'll bring it up casually.
It's a good sign that he loves his mom this much. You can tell a lot by a man by the way he treats his mother. That's
but not by making out with her.
He's not making out with her.
Basically, fine line.
He's
I mean, what's the
her
difference?
Hand.
Holding hands under the table? I'm weirded.
He's gonna
and I've
love
go
Angie
easy.
Just Thank that much.
Angie. Okay, I don't see this as normal.
No.
I think it's cute.
Like if he brought her flowers, so sweet.
If you put your hand on top of your hand for a minute or a second, but holding them, okay, how long is dinner?
We don't know the story. Maybe his mom has like separation anxiety and like it calms her and he loves his mom that much.
Get a dog.
I'm telling you, this is
cold hearted.
We're not cold. We're just trying to be realistic. And I get why she thinks it's strange. Mm-hmm. And dinner is like starting now, going till I play 50 minutes of nonstop Kiss music. That's a long time to hold our hand. So, can we just talk about parking in Los Angeles?
Mm.
It's not great. And you don't want to pay those, like the fees, right?
Oh, the fees have gotten outrageous.
They're outrageous. And sometimes I think I can't. Well, first of all, I my credit card and the screen, I can't read the thing because the sun,
they don't work, they're broken.
It's hard to see.
The signs. There's like 10 signs on top of each other.
Well, that's the other thing. You need a degree to read the stack of parking signs.
So I don't know if I dreamt this or not, but somebody told me that someone's inventing an app where you can just hold your phone up to those signs.
Yeah.
Is this a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Okay.
So then
if you don't really know and you're like, no parking you hold your app up and it's going to tell you based on that time of day,
yes,
you can park here. Yes, in human terms.
That's what I need. Because when there are six stacked signs, I forgot what the first one was by the time I get to the fifth
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
And then there's that person doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but do I stare at them sometimes with the chalk?
Oh,
the chalker. You know the chalker.
They gotta do it.
Yeah.
Chalking your tires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got to chalk your tires, but I feel like I always get there right when the chalker's there.
Well, there's certain cities that really just,
they're waiting for you.
Oh, they are.
They're like, come on. Sorry.
And then,
sorry, read the signs.
Just do my job, man.
Do my job, read the signs. I'll be here. You read the signs. Are you done? Nope.
Man.
Takes me a long time to read. I'm the slowest reader in the movie when they put up a paragraph of text. They put up a paragraph of text in a movie and the scene changes and I'm still reading the paragraph. You know, at the end of a documentary, they're mm-hmm. like, and today they are in prison for six minutes on two counts of that. I'm like, I'm not done. The screen changed.
I know. Even Legally Blonde, it's like one sentence and I can barely get it. I'm like,
anti-gridlock zone, tollway, no stop, 7926, tollway, 79244. I don't know. Green, red, signs, parking. Stressful. So anyway, I bring this up.
It's like, is there a point to this rant?
Well, no, I bring this up because we can all commiserate. Here's some LA parking hacks.
Ooh, okay, here we go.
I thought that I'd try and, you know, have a solution here.
Here we go.
So look for yellow loading zones. Did not know this. Parking in the yellow loading zone is free with no limits from 6 p.m. till 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday and all day Sunday. So if it's in the evening, yellow it up.
Great.
Green curbs. You know what that means?
Good.
Green is like a short. It's like 20 minutes
15.
Or 15 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, 15 minutes only. They're not. I didn't know this. They're not enforced, the green curbs, between 6 p.m. and 8 a.m.
And all day on Sundays.
And Sundays. Because I see the green on Sundays and I'm like, oh, I'll be the one that gets.
These are good hacks. I got to remember this.
Right. That's why I went into the rant so I could come up with the resolve.
I'm into this.
And then the other one is DIY validation scanner. So most stores and malls require you to buy something, you know, when you go into a shopping center. But some stores have self-service machines. For example, there's one at the Grove. There's one there in Nordstrom's in the cosmetics department. You get validated. No purchase necessary. Just ask around for the DIY validation scanners.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah. See why I went on the rant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
Three quick hacks there. I think the yellow and the greens are the most useful.
For sure.
We talk about the four-day work week. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a book called The Four-Day Work Week? Or the what's it called? It's called The Three-Day Work Week, Four-Day Work Week.
The Four Agreements?
Or The Four-Month Work Week. Yeah. No, that's a different one. There's another one by an artist. There's another one by an author I like called The Four-Hour Work Week. Is that what it is?
The Four-Hour Work Week?
Yeah, Timothy Harris? Timothy Ferris wrote The Four-Hour Work Week, right? That's what we should be proposing. There's a book called The 4-Hour Work Week. Try it.
Is that like 1 hour a day, Monday through Thursday?
Yeah. This guy figured it out. Basically, he's only on his phone for an hour. He tells people, I'll get back to you in a day. I don't know.
In theory, it could work.
The book, Timothy Ferris. This guy's written several books. I like this author.
That's funny.
Anyway, it's called The 4-Hour Work Week. That's what we should be trying.
Well, let's start with a 4-day work week.
Well, the UK is trying this out. Is it working?
The answer simply is yes.
Great.
So for the past 8 weeks, thousands of people in the United Kingdom have been trying this 4-day work week. So basically, there was no cut to their pay, and we're talking about 32 hours a week. And this so far has been the world's biggest trial of a 4-day work week, and everybody is saying that they feel happier, they feel healthier, they feel like they're doing better in their jobs, and most people are utilizing that extra day, like let's say it's a Friday, to get their chores done, and then they have the rest of the week and they have Saturday and Sunday to actually do fun stuff, or they take a 3-day weekend mini vacation somewhere and it just resets their brain.
You know, when you first get off on Friday, you're tired. Then you've got Saturday to get your chores done, or you've got games and you've got all kinds of things running with the kids. So there's like not a chance to take your breath or mm-hmm. catch your breath. So I think it makes sense. Cut a day out so you've got time to get things done. You get a recharge, and you're back at it better on Monday, and you're more excited about the week to start because you're rested and you're focused. I don't know why they put this on hold here. They did. AB2932, whatever.
Right. It was the proposed 32-hour work week for companies that have more than 500 workers, but it's been put on hold now here in California.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know.
That's dumb.
Like, come on,
why?
Guys.
Who did that? Who did that? I'd like to talk to you.
Because Sundays are like errand days. No. Grocery store, laundry.
Sundays are not errands. I like to get the errands done first.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, Sunday, you wait till the end because you're in this like exciting new relationship mm-hmm. where Friday night's all about romance and candles and all the things. And then Sunday night's kind of like, all right, we got to get our groceries for the week.
Yeah, I got to get the groceries.
But you know, that's not, you're not living in reality. You're living in a fairy tale.
No.
Sisney's in a reality, right? Sisney's definitely in a reality.
It's a mixture of fun and misery. No.
Right. But like, for example, when Michael gets done with work on Friday and you're done with work on Friday, what's the vibe at the house? It's fun then, right?
Yeah, we chill at the home, obviously. Or if we are, lately this summer, we've been getting away almost every weekend, which has been a lot.
Well,
a lot
Saturday mornings, around. I like to get up and get things done too. If you need to get chores or you need to get whatever, anything done to yourself, then the haircut, well, it starts Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning's a good time for that stuff.
I'm always blown away by how many people are out early. I think I'm the first person out, right? I'm like, I'm going to be the first person out to get coffee and get some errands done or go to the store, even because it's open early. No, a lot of people out, even on Sunday mornings. Yeah, what's everybody doing out?
They wake up early. Everyone's all about waking up early these days.
Well, I'm into this four-hour work week, and the four-day work week's fine, too.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
All right, 50 minutes of nonstop Kiss Me. See, that's how long we'd have been holding hands as 25-year-old and mom till now.
Too much.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's it for us, guys. You're on Kiss. Sissy's going to take it till 11. Tomorrow, it's an all-new Ryan's Roses. Be here for it. And more $1,000 gift cards for clothing from distilled.com, DSTLD.com, on the 10s. 102.7 Kiss FM. The weekend is on.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.